Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for EJM Electric.
Yes, hi, you're speaking to him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing EJM on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for electrician near me or, any of the specifics, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search. Okay, so when you do that search, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar? Okay, so like right now in your area, they see Carlos Martinez Electric, Hensley's Electric. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Yeah, so that's actually in the wrong area.
Oh, you're not in Hudson?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Where?
I don't know why. I'm actually located in Melbourne Beach. The physical business address is in Hudson, but all the work is being performed in the Brevard, Indian River counties on the east coast of Florida.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next question. So, okay, so the business is based in Hudson, but the work is done in Brevard County?
Brevard and Indian River. I don't know why it's listed there. See, I'm having an issue with Google. I'm trying to, I'm trying to make my website or basically my Google business. I'm trying to have that uploaded as well too, and it keeps on giving me all kinds of problems.
Yeah, they have a lot of protection set up so that the end user gets a qualified company when they're doing the search. And unfortunately, yeah, that causes problems for a lot of the businesses trying to get verified. We can fix that for you. That's something that we do all day, every day. When was the last time you submitted yourself?
For verification, like 2 minutes ago, and it was saying to me, see, the issue is I would see in certain formats that it says you need to be verified, and then I would also see in different formats that you need to be like your verification updated, like something has to be changed.
Okay, so the area that you work in, do you have a physical address there as well?
I have an address here, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can receive a piece of mail there?
Yeah, I can receive a piece of mail here if I needed to.
Okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
It's Evan Miller.
Evan, it's nice to meet you. So how long have you been in business as EJM Electric?
Not very long. I mean, like officially since April, the end of April.
Oh, okay.
But not officially licensed until June.
June, okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
Nope, it's just me.
Just you, okay. And then I was looking for, oh, is this the website, the ejmelectricllc.com?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, so what would happen is if we were to program you in to appear there, they would block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way you'll always be one of those options for people at that very moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them too. And then while we were talking, I was messaging my regional manager about the area. So let me ask you this. if we could get you verified and get you up there on that first page and handle it all for you and do that for you at a reasonable rate, you see value in that, right?
I mean, I do, depending on price, you know.
Okay. Why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine. Can you just hold on a quick second? I have another call.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. That's quite all right. Okay, so let me grab the pricing. And for this listing, it's just month to month. There are no contracts or anything like that. And I'm just grabbing my regional manager to apply that rate reduction for me. Okay, so that's Charlie. He's coming over to apply that rate.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie.